This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
There is probably no way we're going to find someone who has ever done this before, but I'm going to see if it's out there. See, has anyone ever dated someone with the same name as your kid? 855-444-MEGA. Probably no way anyone's ever experienced this before. Would you ever date someone with the same name as your kid, or would it freak you out? 855-444-6342. This woman is going viral because she's a single mom, and it's hard for single moms. Let's be honest. It's a really challenging job. And then to find love on top of it feels like damn near impossible. And she found a guy, seemed like he was a great guy, went on a few dates, but she just could not get over the fact that her son and the guy had the exact same name. She's like, I cannot be in a relationship with the same someone has the same name as my son. And some people are like, yeah, that would weird me out too. And then some people are like, no, it's it is whatever. 855-444-MEGA.
I totally get it.
You do?
I totally understand it. I remember going on a date with a girl named the same name as my sister, Amanda.
Really? And, okay, you know, so similar paths here.
And the issue is the fact that, okay, so my sister we would call Amanda, Mandy, you know, and you're like trying to, and you're going, nope, sorry, can't do this.
Yeah, it just freaks me out.
I'm out.
Really?
Yeah. I agree with Kevin. I think it would be kind of weird, especially too, like if something really bad happened in the relationship, like you're now, the name of your child is now altered. So
you
just
get this weird icky feeling when it comes to it, because like, you don't know if it's going to work out.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I would struggle with that.
I feel like I'd get used to it after a while and it would be fine. And it would be okay.
Yeah.
But at the beginning, everyone's going to make fun of you. It's going to be some big funny joke. One of them will probably end up having some sort of nickname so you can differentiate them. And then I think it's okay.
Yeah. I'll be honest. That's where I was at. I was like, if this person is, I kept thinking positive. But maybe that's the way I look at love. It's just like, it's hard for single moms to find someone. You find this one good guy, you're going to kick him to the curb over his name. Look, don't do that. Love is hard. I tell AB, AB would be like, he was breathing weird. I broke up with him. I'm like, AB, you got to chill out, man. Love is hard all the time because she's the single one. I am not kicking someone to the curb because of a name, but I didn't think of it because I've always been with my wife. I just assume it's going to work out. What if it doesn't work out? I guess that's one negative.
Yeah, that name's going to be altered.
Yeah, I didn't think of that. Hannah does bring up a strong point there. That
what
would
about,
freak me out.
I mean, like the sexual aspect, that could be weird too.
Nothing like yelling out your kid's name in bed.
Like there's just a lot of different layers that could go wrong, and the things that could go wrong could be really wrong.
Yeah, but nobody has an issue when you marry somebody and they name their kid after the dad.
Yeah.
You know?
Right there.
So see, I don't know. I would second guess that too.
Because your parents were divorced. You think that way. Like, oh, what if that's weird? What if they break up?
What if you get in a fight and then you're just like yelling at your kid because they have the same name?
Right.
That's just crazy.
That's crazy. I only thought of it as like, this is your chance at love. You got to take your chance. And I'm like the big risk guy. But I'm also hearing some of the things that Hannah is pointing out if it goes wrong. I just think you got to have more red flags than the name, right? Anyone ever do this before? Or also, I think the same place that Kevin's been in, like they had a family member's name and it, you couldn't get over it or it was weird and then you did get over it. 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. We'll do that next on the Brett Mega Show. I don't know if we're going to find anyone out there that's had this similar situation, but their story that's going viral is a single mom. It is really hard for single moms to find love. Found a guy, went on a couple of dates with him. She's like, he is awesome. He is hot. He is funny. He is perfect. Except for he has the same name as my son, and I just can't get over it. Could you date someone with the same name as your son? 855-444-6342. Kyle, you're a single mom. It's tough out in these streets, right?
Oh, my God. Yes. Yes.
Could you date someone with the same name as your son, though? Would it throw you off?
It would not throw me off at all. Honestly, I had sworn off men for like a decade. And when you meet the right man, and he's good to you and your child. I mean, it's hard enough to find a good partner, you know, just for yourself. But you all of a sudden are having to do the same thing for your child. That's a lot of chemistry that has to work out. And you find that, his name could be Butthead. And I'd be like, well, we'll come up with a nickname. You know, like, that would no more deter me on finding if I really believe like this guy has some serious potential to be, I don't know, like maybe the one. No,
my sexy husband over there. Yeah. Butthead.
That's right.
That's actually really sweet.
A name Butthead?
Not Butthead. Oh, no. But like if you care about someone that much, you would let past it.
She calls him BH.
Yeah. Molly, this is happening in your life. Your dad is dating someone named what?
Molly.
Oh!
How does that make you feel that dad is dating a Molly?
Well, I have to say, it made me very mad at the beginning of their relationship, but I think it's all worked out really well, and I couldn't care less at this point.
Really?
So,
from the kid's perspective, it doesn't bother you that your dad is dating a Molly?
No.
Wow.
What happens if you guys are at the dinner table and he's like, I love you, Molly, and you both whip your head around? Then what?
I mean, I just know that he loves me more because I was here first. Yeah, so
like, there's like that low-key beef. Good answer.
She knows what's up. Guys, I don't think we could have found a crazier situation than Fallon. Fallon, you have experienced this before in your life, but not even more extreme.
Yeah, so my daughter's name is Austin. I was engaged to an Austin, and he had a son named Austin, and we all lived in one house.
In Austin?
What?
What? So he named his son after him, so he had an Austin, and you had an Austin, and then they created the Brady Bunch. Someone named Austin. Wow.
I mean, does anyone have a nickname?
Wow.
You have to, right?
So we started calling my daughter Aussie, and then we called the boys Big A and Little A.
And you're not, you said I was engaged. This didn't work out, huh?
We're not together, but we had a son together whose name is Ashton. So
Oh my gosh.
You guys are just trying.
You like the chaos.
Yeah, you like the chaos. You guys wanted to embrace it.
We're used to it now. So, I mean, other people think it's funny, but we're so used to it now.
The drama. If you say, like, Austin did this, then three people get in trouble.
You got wrong Austin. You got the wrong guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.